KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Later today, the governor holds a press conference in L.A. to tout the fact he's signing a couple bills that tackle chemicals of concern in consumer products. But Schwarzenegger's been signing and vetoing bills all weekend without much fanfare, ahead of his deadline to move on legislation by tomorrow. Here's just a few of the highlights. There's a bill that merges the Offices of Emergency Services and Homeland Security into a single cabinet-level agency. Bills that tweak the way the state deals with its $48 billion public employee retiree health care obligation. Bills that encourage more human trafficking victims to come forward and more law enforcement officials to take them seriously when they do. And bills that tweak the rules that govern foster care, and elder abuse. And that's not the half of it. This November, voters will decide on a measure proponents say is about animal cruelty, whether to mandate bigger crates or cages for farm animals. Early polls show strong voter support for Prop 2, but farmers are squawking, saying the measure will devastate California's egg industry. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
Supporters of Prop 2 say its message is simple. Pigs, veal, calves, hens, and other farm animals shouldn't be cruelly confined in spaces barely larger than their bodies.
The animals should be allowed to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs. That's all.
Wayne Pacelli is the executive director of the Humane Society of the United States, a major funder of the Yes on 2 campaign.
If we crammed 8 or 10 people into an elevator, to the point where they couldn't walk, they could barely turn around, we would think that was a form of torture. Yet on factory farms in this country, animals are being tortured in this way.
The Humane Society has backed similar ballot measures in Arizona and Florida, where pork and veal producers are now phasing out certain kinds of crates and cages. But since California doesn't produce much veal or pork, opponents of Prop 2 say this measure is really aimed at one sector, egg producers, and that the initiative will drive them out of business. This giant hen house near Modesto is home to 115,000 white leghorn hens with bright red combs and wattles. They live in long rows of stacked metal cages. J.S. West & Company houses 1.5 million birds. Each one has a job, to lay an egg a day.
We know our hens are content because they lay a lot of eggs. Stressed out hens don't lay eggs.
That's Jill Benson, who heads J.S. West. She's wearing a white hairnet and a zip-up paper suit to protect the hens from disease. She says the temperature-controlled cage systems here are the safest way to house her birds. Right now, neither state nor federal rules regulate the size of hens' cages. Like most California egg farmers, Benson follows standards set by the United Egg Producers, an industry group. They require a minimum of 67 square inches of floor space per hen. That's less than the space covered by a piece of letter-sized paper. In this barn, about 7 hens fill each cage. They're moving around, but touching each other. Benson says since their water is in the front of the cage and their food in the back, each hen is obviously able to turn around.
And as you can see, she can stand up, sit down, turn around, walk around, and flap her wings.
But Prop 2 requires egg-laying hens to be able to fully spread both wings without touching the sides of a cage or another hen.
It comes down to space requirements. A bird's wingspan is about 28 inches. And for her to have that space and not touch another bird or an enclosure would require massive amounts of land.
Prop 2, Benson says, would force her not just to buy bigger cages, but to let her hens run cage-free and expose them to more feces and disease. And cage-free eggs are more expensive to produce.
As a farmer, I can tell you it would be impossible to comply to those rules and still compete.
A recent UC Davis study agrees, predicting that if Prop 2 passes, California egg producers won't be able to compete with low-cost eggs coming from other states and Mexico. It also says cage-free hens are more likely to die from parasites and cannibalism by other birds. Study co-author Joy Mensch is head of the Animal Welfare Program at UC Davis. Mensch has worked with both animal welfare groups and egg producers to help design standards for raising hens.
And that's where you find people on different sides of this issue. People who feel that the most important thing is to allow animals behavioral freedoms have very different feelings about certain kinds of production systems than do people who feel it's much more important to provide for the animal's health. And that's really where this is an ethical issue.
But some farmers who produce cage-free eggs say it is possible to both maintain a profitable business and raise healthy hens who engage in natural nesting behavior.
Well, they have been referred to as chicken palaces.
Nigel Walker is talking about the chicken houses he's built for his free-range birds on his organic farm in Solano County. They're bright barn red buildings, complete with roosts and outside pastures for the hens.
We have here 5 chicken houses, and they are made from the frames of mobile homes, old mobile homes, and then we built the special chicken houses on top. Each chicken house holds about 500 birds.
Crop 2 wouldn't Inside, mandate the kind roosts. Of luxury living that Walker's hens enjoy. Birds would likely be cage-free, but confined together inside huge barns. In any case, Walker says, Prop 2 is a step in the right direction.
It takes them out of cages. It gives them 2 or 3 times the amount of space that they have, while still keeping lots of chickens in a house and keeping the efficiency that the chicken farmers need to produce good value for money eggs. But it does that without the chicken paying the price.
If Prop 2 passes, farmers who violate the rules will pay a price. They'd have 6 years to adapt to new regulations or face fines or even jail time. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
You can see some of the chickens at the heart of this debate. We've got photos at californiareport.org, along with a link to all of our coverage ahead of the November election. That's the California Report for Monday, September 29th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California, and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. OSH, Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com. And the California Endowment, working to build healthier communities that support children, youth, and families. Online at www.calendow.org.